Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Summer Breakfast. Wednesday, December the 1st. First day of summer. And hasn't Mother Nature come to the party? A beautiful morning in store for us here in Melbourne. All thanks to McCafe, our official coffee partner today. And what a menu McCafe have laid out in store for us. A feature interview with none other than the former striker, French superstar Louis Saha, who enjoyed stints at some of the biggest clubs in world football, Manchester United, Tottenham, Everton, 20 caps for France. He's been to the World Cup. He's won just about everything he can win in the game. So looking forward to our chat with Louis Saha. New Magpie Charlie Dean will join us on his way to Collingwood training. He was picked up by the Pies in last week's rookie draft. ESPN senior writer, golf journalist Bob Harrig is all over the Tiger Woods developments. We'll have a chat to Bob over in the US shortly. From the revelations from Tiger that he'll never be the same player, and we might see him selectively in the years to come. NRL legend, Melbourne Storm Premiership player, and NRL Nation's Brett Kamall is going to jump on the line as well. Gee, didn't the Brandon Smith controversy blow up again yesterday? The Melbourne Storm deeply offended by his comments. So we'll have a chat to Brett Kamall. As always, though, all of your calls on the ENS open line, 1300 736 736. And the text, of course, on the Temper text machine, 0433 98 11 16. As I look across at the two-timer, the Premiership player, the All-Australian, the dashing defender, David King. Welcome, Kingy.
Sammy, how are we?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, it was a warm night, wasn't it? Isn't it good to have a bit of heat bouncing around?
Got
great day yesterday.
Ceiling fans in your establishment?
No, no ceiling fans. Jeez. There's a bit of, what's it called?
Had a pedestal
the
fan?
The old evap cooling.
Oh, top shelf.
Well, not top shelf. It doesn't get too cold. It just sort of
slept well.
Calms the farm a little. Oh, yeah. That's just no problem sleeping.
Lucky to have you here.
I think about it at 9:05 of a morning. It's a great day yesterday. Good to get the sun back out. You're starting to get ready for Christmas now. You're starting to feel it.
Yep, getting
You're
there.
Starting to feel it.
I think
it.
I'm relatively well organised.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How can you
shock
be?
Horror.
How can you be?
Well, I was so petrified about leading times with the post that I was I started getting organised a long way out, thinking I'm going to have to get a lot of it online. But
I've changed thankfully that policy. I've changed that policy. I think when your kids get to a certain age, so 15, 18 and 20, when they get to a certain age, you just say, listen, we're going shopping.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
And they're pumped for it.
Yeah.
It's this weekend, Sunday.
So you've got them all back too because your young fella's come back from school.
He's back. Oh, yeah, he's back.
He survived?
It's sort of interesting, isn't it? So he wasn't going to come back till later in the week.
What happened?
I think 8 days on the gas have got him. that's the truth.
He asked for more money, and a day later he's back.
I know.
What did he do with that cash?
Well, I think what's happened is when I said yesterday that the police are praising that, there hasn't been an incident down there, and then the next news bulletin came out that someone had King hit a policeman. I think that rocked a couple of parents.
Oh, in the group?
Yeah, and I think they said, righto, you're coming home. So you sort of work out which ones they don't trust pretty quick.
Yeah.
So my bloke jumped in another car and came home. So
hitched a ride.
He's home. Yeah.
Had a good time?
Got it sorted.
Did you get much out of him as a parent?
You get nothing out of
him. Does it need to be a Spanish English?
I don't know if it's just get the feedback here on the text machine, but I think young girls are prepared to tell you far more than young boys. Sometimes you don't want to hear all of what the young girls have got to say. Just sort of tone it down a little bit.
Did you get a flavour of how he got on?
I think he did okay.
Did he?
Yeah. I think he did okay.
Right. Okay, probably the less said about that, the better. He didn't get stuck in a pub down there, did he?
No.
Did you see
that
news?
Story?
Saw this, yeah. We were going to talk about it yesterday, but this establishment is in the UK. In fact, the Yorkshire Dale, so relatively high altitude there at the Tan Inn. It's actually the highest altitude pub in Britain, and there was a lock-in. So there were dozens of people there on a Friday night just for a couple of ales, and they didn't get out until Monday. They got stuck in there for three nights, 61 people at the Tan Inn.
61. That's a lot of people, isn't it?
There was a storm. There was snow, heavy winds. Power lines were down. There were block roads. They'd organised, the manager there, I was reading, Nicola Townsend, said they'd organised movies, a quiz night, bit of karaoke for the stranded guests.
What would you bring to the table?
I don't know, but I'm glad there was a cover band, an Oasis cover band. They played a few hits. And they said everyone was in really good spirits. Actually, the manager said, one lady actually said, I don't want to leave. As long as it had beer.
I don't want to leave. You're there 3 days. What's she thinking?
That's how good it was.
Cover bands.
Card games?
Where are they these days? I can't recall seeing a cover band being advertised for any venue around.
You only got to drive past Crown and there's a cover band of some sort up on the
Crown.
Side. Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's the cover band capital.
Who would you like to be stuck with? Because if you're stuck with a group for 3 days, is there someone you'd say
you've got to have them there?
This would be fun.
1-300-736-736 on the ENS open line. Who would you like to be stuck with for 3 days?
Give us your lock-in crew.
Lock-in crew or 0433981116 off the Temper text machine. I can tell you who I don't want to be stuck with.
You'd want to be stuck with Ron Idles or someone like that.
No.
Some sort of crime scenario. You'd be sold. You and Miss Marple, Columbo and Ron Idles.
And Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury.
There's someone I don't want to be stuck with again, because I have been before.
Hello.
Robbo.
What happened?
Mark Robinson.
You got stuck with him?
Hope he's going well, Robbo.
Working.
I got stuck with him quite a while ago in the lifts at the Herald Sun.
The Herald Sun.
I don't know why, but I was going down. He was going down for a dart, and then to come in here for one of his regular stints with half, I reckon. And as usual with Robbo, he didn't give himself a lot of lead-in time. Every second he's catered for, so there's no time to waste. Anyway, we're going somewhere between 12 and ground, and donk, shudders, and goes up and down a few times, like, whoa, what was that? And then we're stuck. And then there's a big bell ring, brrr, and then silence, nothing. Robbo didn't handle it well.
Oh no! Well, so straight away you knew this is done here.
Well, I knew we were stuck. I didn't know how long we were stuck for. We were stuck for quite a while. Anyway, Robbo, in desperate need of a dart, in desperate need to get in here,
big dart in the lift,
and in desperate need, just he was claustrophobic. He started panicking, clawing at the doors, like trying to let me out, let us out. Robbo, they can't hear, mate. We'll ring the phone. And he started pacing the thing like a caged lion. Let us out, fags in hand. Anyway, so I'm trying to console him. I'm trying to play counsellor in this lift.
So how long were we talking?
I can't remember. It wasn't a long period.
Was it
maybe 15 minutes?
How long before you had to start playing counsellor? Was it minutes in?
It 10 seconds. 10 seconds. So another 15 minutes of counselling. Anyway, then it slowly moves and we get to the bottom and he's out and he's gone, right? And then I thought, I'll tune in. I'll listen to SN. He probably mentioned, geez, yeah. Sammy got me through this. Thank God he was there.
For me.
I was in a bad spot, but he held my hand all the way through it. What do you reckon he said? I just got stuck in a lift. Unbelievably, Sammy Edmund made a pass at me.
Is there any truth to that or not?
No, there's no truth to that.
It's okay if there is.
No, it is okay. Yeah. It is okay. But no, that was a blatant lie for some comedic relief from Robbo. So good on him. But Dan's text in regarding the lock-in up there at the Yorkshire Dales. Did the band charge for 3 nights?
The band would have got hammered, wouldn't they? They would have loved it.
It's like that band at the Hofbräuhaus. You ever been to Munich where they don't stop playing?
No.
The Hofbräuhaus is open, I think, 24 hours in Munich. Real tourist attraction there, the original. And the band plays all the time.
Just round the clock.
They have, obviously, a bit of shift work, and then they just keep going.
I know this is a bit off topic, and we're probably straying into an area we don't normally go. But I can't remember the last cover band that I've seen. Have you seen one recently?
Nope. No.
I wonder if anyone's seen anything around town. To me, it's just someone jumping on a guitar.
Been to a concert in general for years.
Well, not even a concert. You just don't hear from them, do you?
Yeah.
Both jumping on a guitar at a pub is fantastic. Just don't hear of it anymore.
Here's Dean. I'd like to be stuck with Mariah Carey. Agree with that one. And Angus Young, Jamie Oliver too.
Jamie Oliver.
There you go. So, you've got to eat. Man's got to eat.
Not bad. Don't mind it.
Don't mind that.
Dean's thought about that.
Paul's text in. Totally agree, Kingy. Late teen boys give you
they
zip.
They give you nothing. They give you nothing except for, hey, listen, Dad, you haven't got a couple hundred bucks I could borrow off you, have you?
What about Charlie Sheen? You'd be stuck with him.
He wouldn't know how many nights you were locked away. You'd forget when the lock-in finished.
I like that. Hey, the Ashes series is what now? 7 days away. The countdown well and truly on, and all the talk around where the fifth test's going to be and who's going to replace Tim Payne and who's going to bat at five and all that sort of stuff. But what about the scene yesterday in an attempt to get into the Guinness World Records? We had the Jack Blackham 11 and the Billy Murdoch 11 at Elsternwick. Now, the two teams, of course, named after two former Australian captains who played the very first test match against England in 1877. This match was organised in the hope that it had an average player age of more than 80. unbelievable to get into the Guinness World Records yesterday. Now, I read an interview that I think the ABC did with a man from Wodonga by the name of John Hind. He just made the cut, Kingy. I don't know how they allowed him in.
Yeah.
He's 78.
He was the youngest on the team, wasn't he?
The youngest. He said, I did say to my grandkids, wouldn't it be ironic if your grandfather at this stage of his life couldn't get a game of cricket because he was too young?
What would be the score in that game? If it was, is it T20? I don't think they'd hit too many boundaries, would they?
It was organised by Veterans Cricket Victoria, I should point out, as a promotion for the upcoming Ashes series, but they wanted to get into the Guinness World Record book. So how good, though?
Yeah, great.
Everyone's bowling offies, surely. Everyone's bowling off spin.
What colour would the whites be, do you reckon? They've been around for a while. There'd be a hint of yellow about them.
Cream? Cream. We might try to get Johnny Hind on tomorrow from Wodonga or someone from that match, see how they got on.
But it was a proper tournament, wasn't it?
It was a proper game, a legitimate match. And they were trying to claim the record for the world's oldest age cricket match. And it was taking place at Elsternwick yesterday. If you were there or if you're aware of it or if you had a loved one who was playing or a friend or a father or a grandfather, give us a call. 1-300-736-736. Love to hear from you and how the match got on. It was warm too, so it would have been real warm conditions out there.
Did you ever play in one of those six-a-side competitions?
No, I never did.
I think I played in one or two years ago. Oh, fantastic. They were super competitive back in the day. I reckon they were in Yarrawonga or somewhere. They were up that way. It always seemed to be at Albury or Yarrawonga or those six-a-sides. Some of the stars used to play, like former Victorian cricketers, and take it super seriously, you know. It was normally a bit of a swim-through, but not when the big boys come out.
One of my teachers from high school played in that cricket game with the average age of 80. Terry Dunn is his name, has played in over 70 Ashes for Australia. Star, Pat from Moorabbark. Good on you, Patty.
Terry Dunn. I'll look him up.
Terry Dunn. One of my mates got locked in at the local one night. He went for a little lay down in the kids' room, woke up, and everyone was gone. He sat there drinking beers until we came back to get him because he didn't want to leave the door open. Hey, now you threw out the cover bands.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a thing of the past. Lots of messages coming in here. Bon Jovi tribute band at Tabcorp Park Friday night. Frankie's House Band in Sydney play regular Black Sabbath sessions. Epic. Reckon the last cover band I saw was Slumber Yard at Frostbites or the Dirty Depot.
Frostbites. That's one of those places we were trying to think of the other day.
Went there many a time. Kramer from Brisbane. Up here, cover bands everywhere and bands at your locals every Friday night. Cheers.
Yeah, we've got to get them back rolling. I think they've dropped off. I mean, no one's done anything for 2 years.
Yep.
But you just don't hear from anymore.
Was at Rich River on a golf trip a few years ago. The band played their first set as Fleetwood Mac and their second as ABBA.
Oh, that's perfect.
Magnificent.
Yes.
Now that's some versatility.
At Rich River. See, we're finding all the little spots today, aren't we?
No, we're coming out of, hopefully we're coming out of COVID and we're staying out of COVID and we don't want to go back. Lots of talk about Omicron and the variants and all that sort of stuff. How's this for unlucky, though, when it comes to this new variant? 13 players at Portuguese club. I won't pronounce this right. Belenenses. They had a match against Benfica. Now, it was abandoned pretty farcical scenes last Saturday. A few listeners might have seen the news about this. Now, the players had tested positive for Omicron, the COVID variant, as I say. Now, 13 players at that club have it, and that's every case in the country of Portugal. Every single case is pertaining to this one club, which is quite amazing. Wow. So they had an issue where they could only field 9 players in the second half of that game on the weekend, and then the second half they were down to 6 because of injury. So that match had to be abandoned, and now the 13 players have it, the only 13 in the country, which is quite extraordinary.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
I was having a bit of a chuckle. Words you don't hear anymore. I don't know whether our politicians have lost their mind. This is not a political discussion, but the actual question time and all the cross arguing.
What have you got for us?
Well, Anthony Albanese's called Peter Dutton a buffhead, and it's gone crazy. Hashtag buffhead is trending around Australia.
Good word, buffhead.
Yeah, what are the words you just don't hear anymore? You know, and not they don't have to be slander or derogatory, but if they are.
Buffhead.
More fun. But Buffhead is an old, you can see your parents saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, good one, Buffhead.
Words that have sort of gone by the wayside, but
your
every now and then
you use that,
1-300-736-736-043-98-1116. I'm still getting over the Brandon Smith statement that landed yesterday. Oh. I done this podcast for that very reason. I done. That was his statement. Blimey.
I'll tell you what. Has there been a poorer podcast return than what Brandon's put to
it's
air?
Just, it really blew up further yesterday. Anyway, we'll get into all of that with Brett Camorley. Bob Arrick's going to join us to talk about Tiger Woods. Charlie Dean as well, picked up by the Pies from Williamstown, picked two in the rookie draft. And Louis Saha, our feature interview, the French striker, of course. There's Premier League action on this morning. Newcastle, Norwich at 6:30. Leeds, Crystal Palace, 7:15. Kickoffs on those, so we'll keep you up to speed with those. With spoiler alerts, of course. We'll be back right after this. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards. And Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. You know who this is, Kingy? This is Devil Inside by Incessive, the In Excess cover band, if you don't mind. Bit of Devil Inside,
just
Kingy.
Listen.
Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First Membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer Breakfast.
Welcome back. Summer Breakfast. Words that have gone by the wayside. Kingy, I don't know what you were doing watching Question Time, but
I was up with
Buffhead.
One of the major stories this morning.
Buffhead has gone nuts.
Sit down, Buffhead, he said.
In Parliament. Other words that you just don't hear as often as you used to. I'll tell you off the temper text, Knucklehead is raging ahead at the moment. Knucklehead is well and truly the clubhouse leader. Christian's in Frankston. He's got another nomination for us. Welcome here, Christian.
Hey, boys. How you going?
We're well.
What about the old one? That's grouse.
Oh, grouse.
Yeah, grouse.
Still roll with that sometimes.
Yeah. Where's it?
80s, I reckon. Yeah. You reckon? Grouse. 80s, Christian?
It's grouse.
Yeah, ever since I grew up, the old man used to say it, so yeah.
That's grouse. It's
been phased out, grouse, hasn't it?
It has. It's gone.
Need to bring it back in.
Yeah, it's just there on the brink. Good on you, Christian. Good nomination from you. A couple coming through for Struth.
Struth?
That's going back further than the 80s.
That's a bit from Home and Away from old.
Oh, yeah.
Old Alf.
Flame and Mungrel.
Flame and heck. Alf.
Mungrel. I was shickered. My grandfather's favourite word for getting drunk. That's from Dazza.
I haven't heard
that.
Shickered?
No. Village idiot. My dad used it all the time.
How gone do you have to be shickered? Is shickered the next day thing or at the time thing?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe Dazza could clear that up for us. Roy with a cheeky one. Dockers haven't heard the word premiership from a passionate eagle. Off the text, you drongo.
That's a good one. Drongo is that's the one.
Nincompoop.
A nincompoop.
Fair dinkum gets rolled out a bit, at least in my household.
Numbnuts has come through a few times.
Jamie's gone with another numb.
Dermot uses
numbnuts. He does.
He does. It must be a Frankstonian thing, is it?
Numbskull.
From the pants. Numbskull.
Yep. Morning, lads. Brandon Smith said he had goosebumps thinking about the Roosters. Of course he did, because he's a goose or a buffhead. He done stuffed it up. Who is his advisor? That's from Diamond Jim.
Who's his advisor?
He stuffed it up all right.
He whiz.
Kingy, forgotten words. Dropkick. Referring to Michelle's boyfriend or Lance's best mate. That's from Aaron in Mount Eliza. Yeah, dropkick.
Shickered is Yiddish. Is that right?
No, don't ask me. What about gnarly?
You're the wordsmith in here.
Gnarly would still be still get used
in the right crew.
Yeah. What, a couple of surfer crew?
Yeah. Then Jan Juckway.
I reckon. So keep those nominations coming
Knucklehead
through.
Knucklehead never left us. Yeah, I agree
Didn't
with
it?
That. Knucklehead's been around for a you do hear Knucklehead every now and then.
Okay. Hey, lads. That's a long text. I don't think I can get through all that. We'll park that one. What about Dingbat?
Dingbat's a good one.
Crikey.
Bonehead from Andrew. I love that one.
What about when I see you in the morning and I say and ask you, how's it going? Knackers.
Knackers is common. Probably shouldn't be, but it is.
It's K-bags now, isn't it? We've shortened it. Knackers. K-bags.
Have we?
I don't know. Have we?
Did you shorten?
The George Trimmer Band played the Pasco Vale Hotel Sunday, Arvo. Great time had by all.
George
That's from Les
Trimmer.
Out in Pasco Vale. Good on you, Les.
Give
George Trimmer Band.
What do they do? Who do they
cover? Yeah. Not sure.
Hard to work out from there, isn't it?
Donga, Cobber, they're flying through, Buffoon, missing words, dropping the ball. And your man, Dazza, says Sam Kekovic uses Shikid on his podcast a lot.
There you go.
Hey. You're surprised you didn't hear that at one of his
No, I haven't heard
one
that
of his corporate gigs that you go to, every single one of them. Simon's throwing up one. Thickhead.
Okay, he's very expensive, Sam.
What about Thickhead?
Thickhead, is it? Yeah, that's an oldie.
All right.
They're parents' words. We've got to phase them back in.